brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. After.
Good afternoon. The headline. Latest FISP e-voucher report reveals sharp growth in agro-dealer participation and sales. Lusaka lawyer sues Airtel Zambia over poor network services. And in global news, Ramaphosa says South Africans trapped in Donbass after joining Russia-Ukraine war. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mozando. The latest Farmer Input Support Program FISP e-voucher report has revealed a significant rise in agro-dealer participation, with total sales increasing from 749 million kwacha to 2.2 billion kwacha between 2023-2024 and 2024-2025 farming seasons. Speaking in Osaka this morning during the dissemination of the report developed by Jobs Accelerator Project, JAP, and the World Bank, Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo said the FISP e-voucher sales alone grew from 634 million kwacha to 1.4 billion kwacha, accounting for 69% of surveyed agro-dealers' total sales during the 2024-2025 farming season. Mr. Mutolo says the evaluation also confirms that the e-voucher system is more effective and inclusive than the previous direct input supply model, noting that over 208,000 first-time eligible farmers were registered through enhanced electronic verification.
The issue of the agro-dealers is another very, very good story. I can only say, in order to enhance agro-dealer registration, the Ministry of Agriculture has not put a cutting date to it. So every day, all the time, you are free to come and register as an agro-dealer. Because we don't want to just impediment to the exercise, we want to facilitate the exercise. We want as many agro-dealers as possible. So we have not closed the window for you to register as an agro-dealer.
At the same event, World Bank Country Manager Dr. Akim Fok says the evaluation was conducted across 20 districts in all 10 provinces, engaging farmers, agro-dealers and extension officers to ensure a broad representation of stakeholder perspectives.
E-voucher reform programs actively involved in targeting 631 agro-dealers, thereby offering competitive prices. And the initiative itself has the program generated over 5,000 people seeking out private sector jobs. All this is clear evidence of the impact of progress, and I really would like to congratulate the government for its successful reform that I'm so pleased was decided to roll out across the country. The World Bank remains steadfast in supporting advancements early towards digital integration, better governance, financial sustainability in the agriculture sector.
Meanwhile, Finance and National Planning Minister Situmbeko Musokotwane has emphasized the need to improve agriculture productivity to ensure sustainable outcomes, cautioning that resources provided to farmers through FISP must be used efficiently to avoid wastage.
What we need to do is to change the way we do things, like the result of what we do today is part of that journey to be smarter in the way our money. This one will say standard of this, we will know what happened. Another one will say draw it by consistency and pattern. Another one will mention the problem. If we are too smart, as we are starting to do, we have more money to spend in that area. Water, health, growing infrastructure, the telecoms, as I speak about. So I think for us, we are very pleased with the outcome that we are here to change.
The Lusaka Magistrate Court has adjourned to the 5th of December 2025 the case involving three former permanent secretaries and four senior Ministry of Health officials accused of irregularities in the procurement of 50 ambulances. This adjournment follows a request by Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Administration, Joma Simui, who asked for 30 days to locate six sets of documents required for the defense. This was revealed by lawyer for the first accused, Willis Muhanga, who explained that the documents date back to 2016 and 2017, making it necessary to allow more time for retrieval. Mr. Muhanga told the court that subpoenas had already been issued and that the Ministry of Finance's permanent secretary for the budget office is ready to submit the 2016 Yellow Book, while the 2017 version remains outstanding. The seven accused officials are jointly charged with breaching procurement laws by initiating and awarding a contract for 50 ambulances without following prescribed procedures, using limited bidding, and ultimately awarding the contract to Iveco South Africa Limited in 2017. Among those named in the case are former permanent secretaries Dr. Kennedy Malama, Caroline Mulalelo, and Dr. Jabin Mulwanda, together with former senior officials Gardner Siagantu, Muzaza Ntele, Maximilian Weupe, Rebecca Njovu, and Wilson Lungu. Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chibwili has since set the next hearing for the 5th of December 2025 to allow the Ministry of Health time to produce the outstanding documents. Lusaka lawyer and businessman Simon Mwila has filed a lawsuit against Airtel Zambia in the Lusaka Magistrate Court, accusing the telecommunications company of providing poor network services and demanding that the company rectify the situation. In his statement of claim, Mr. Mwila alleges breach of contract and negligence, citing persistent and erratic network failures that have made Airtel's voice, messaging, and internet services unreliable, despite full payment for subscriptions. He says the outages dating back to October 2025 have caused loss of income, missed business opportunities, interruption of professional communication, and emotional distress. Mr. Mwila further submits that as an active subscriber to multiple Airtel services, including mobile voice and data bundles, as well as a 5G router, the company has failed to take reasonable steps to restore and improve network performance despite numerous customer complaints. He is seeking a court order compelling Airtel to rectify its network, refund monies spent on defective services, pay damages for loss and inconvenience, and any other relief the court may deem appropriate. He argues that the failures amount to a breach of the implied contractual term that services be delivered with reasonable skill and care. Copperbelt Provincial Minister Elisha Matambo has directed the Zambia Police Service to conduct a thorough investigation into the fire that gutted the Chiwempala market in Chingola, leaving more than 3,000 traders without property. Speaking during a media briefing in Ndola this morning, Mr. Matambo says government will await a comprehensive report before drawing any conclusions on the cause of the blaze. He has also announced that police officers will be deployed to all markets to maintain order and prevent similar incidents in the future. Mr. Matambo has emphasized that government remains committed to restoring calm and order in Chingola following the recent riots and looting that disrupted business activities in the district. He has assured affected traders of government support, saying measures are being implemented to help them recover their livelihoods. Meanwhile, the minister revealed that President Hakainde Hichilema is expected to visit the Copperbelt province from the 8th to the 9th of November to inspect progress on various development projects.
President Hakainde Hichilema, Vice President Darren Amang also, they are sending their sympathy to the people who lost their goods. And we have asked the police and the security team to investigate what caused that fire. We are trying to stabilize Chingola. I'm sure you saw that after the two riots, we had to raise 10 million kwacha to try and assist those who lost their goods during the two riots.
In global news, South Africa's government